Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
NEPCO.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries. Precast
Industries.
Production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com. Proud member of NEPCO.
Without concrete, the world doesn't work.
No.
We have to have concrete.
We do need that.
Oh, my God.
Infrastructure.
Very important. concreteindustries.com.
God, you know what, Arrowhead, have you ever seen so much concrete?
It's a lot of concrete out there.
Oh, yeah, those
around Arrowhead. You got Kauffman and Arrowhead right there. It's just so
stadiums,
much.
Stadiums, concrete, and then everywhere around it's concrete. Yeah. There's so much concrete. Anyway. The coat.
What are we doing, Jake?
Before we get to our power rankings, I want to mention this. The YouTubers are very active this today. Mm-hmm. So we brought up the idea of the live audience Thursday for Ken Shimmick's appearance.
Yes.
The people said, we want that to happen. Can Phil provide some tomahawks for us for viewing? Some tomahawk steaks in the morning.
Phil, could you set up a stand outside?
40 tomahawk steaks.
Can we do that on a grill, grill?
Seems like a lot.
Doug from Idaho says he'd come down for the live viewing if there's a tomahawk steak to see Ken Shimmick.
You just won't see Shimmick?
Yeah.
Well, you need a tomahawk steak.
Well, he's traveling from Idaho.
Why don't we get some breakfast burritos or something?
We can make that happen.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. We know that Phil can do that.
Yes, we do.
They had burritos there before.
I think it's a lot to ask for Phil to bring 40 tomahawk steaks. Yeah,
that'd be a lot. What if we got here at 5 o'clock and all of a sudden we saw the Blackstone out front going and Phil's
morning,
out there.
Guys.
Good morning, guys.
Let's do this.
For Shimmick
Day. I mean, it would be one of the best days you'd ever have.
In your life. That would be it. Like, what was the best day? We had Ken Shimmick Day one time and Phil showed up with 40 tomahawk steaks.
At 4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning.
They were ready when we got there.
Yeah, and we just started cutting them up and people started eating them randomly. It was great. You guys have any coffee? No,
East Lincoln West wasn't open. I'm in. East Lincoln West is in. Doug says, I'll come. And then we'd have 50 of us yelling hash holes throughout the day during the show.
Well,
live audience.
I think a live audience would be great.
Yeah. So
for Ken.
What if we had right out here, like those a set of the bleachers?
The bleachers,
right out here? That would be incredible. People just staring at Ken Shimmick. That would be remarkable.
It would be really nice if the window opened.
Yes.
Why does that window not open? Why does that window not open?
Maybe
if we had like a roped off area where Ken could go outside like they do, like at Good Morning America or shows like that.
He's like that weatherman Al Roker.
kind of is.
Ken Roker.
He is. He really is.
Yes.
Very popular.
Is it Al Roker?
We will ask him to give a weather report.
For sure.
Please update us on. And I'd like to see him point like to the window like there's a map
up here.
See if
I get the 10-11 like sound effects.
We can do the sound effects. Yes. And it's,
Here's the morning update,
it's 64 degrees. It's 64 in McCook, 63 in Columbus. Yes.
That'd be epic. I can't wait for Thursday.
He needs to do a weather report. He can bring his phone and talk through it.
Yes.
He's only done a million of them his entire life. Probably a million weather reports.
Yes.
Don't do the Columbus thing either, because we're both from there, but we never cross paths.
Okay. You know of. You might have been at Wishbones at the same time. You never know.
I bet. We'll have to ask Jimmy. That'd be a question for him.
Have you ever been to Wishbones?
Me and Steve are both at Wishbones at the same time. We know. Is there any chance that you were at Wishbones?
Probably 30.
Well, I was there. I was 42. I was home for Thanksgiving. went out there on a
horrible midlife crisis.
Yeah, we got, it was a Wednesday night. Went out Thanksgiving Eve. Went out to Wishbones. I saw Sipple there.
He was 17.
He's, oh, God. He's on. Oh, man.
Yeah, don't finish anything with that sentence. Go ahead.
Well, we have tried the last few weeks at 8 a.m.
Pretty good.
On Tuesday to do our Big Ten power rankings. We have forgotten some teams at time to time. We're gonna try to do our best.
We throw them in late.
We're gonna do like what the top six and the bottom six in the middle.
I think. Yeah. Let's just do this. Let me lead.
Yeah.
What do
you got? Okay, you lead.
Let's first of all establish our top four.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the most important.
Pretty
thing.
Simple, gotcha. Right?
I don't know. Is it? Is it simple?
I still stick with. I'm still on the original of Oregon.
Okay.
At one.
Yeah.
Okay.
One.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Okay,
two of three. I would go Ohio State until they lose to Washington, but that's fine.
Okay, we're going to go Oregon.
Oregon's fine. Oregon's fine.
So here's where it gets dicey, though.
Right.
So now you got Penn State, Ohio State.
Right.
Who do you got? One?
I'm going Ohio State.
I lean Ohio State.
I'm going to go
Ohio
State also.
Okay. We're good.
So we got Penn State three then.
So then we got Penn. Now you got to put Indiana four, right?
You have to.
Yes.
Okay, so now we got our top four. Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana. I would ask you a question, though. Is it threatening Penn State for three?
There's arguments, but I'd say, because here's the deal. You can say Penn State's played nobody to this point. I mean, at least Indiana, who played nobody early in the first three games, at least they did have to play a number nine.
That's
ranked
the thing.
Thing like that. So
they rattled Illinois 63-10. It's tempting. Ooh.
Tempting.
I think you keep the Hoosiers at four.
I'll keep them at
four. But they're definitely knocking on the door of number three.
Is there a clear-cut five in Michigan?
Yeah, in my opinion, yes.
They made the leap. Made the leap.
Clear-cut five.
Okay, is there a clear-cut six in USC?
To me, 100.
Okay. All right, 100. We're good through six.
And I think that before you go to the bottom, I think you go to Washington seven, right? You go
Let's keep going.
Ahead of Illinois, right?
Listen to Jake on this Washington.
Washington. I'm going to Washington.
They got to be seven.
Washington seven.
The question was going to become, before we go forward, how far do we drop Illinois?
Well, they lost by 53 points.
I'm going, after Washington at seven, I'm going eight Nebraska. I'm not going Illinois. I'm going Nebraska ahead of Illinois.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so eight. Okay, so seven, Washington is defined.
Yeah. Yes.
This is where we're in danger. This is where we get dangerous. We forget teams.
Not really. I think we're okay here.
Eight is Nebraska. Okay, is there a definitive nine?
Is Illinois at nine, or did they drop further with that?
I think it's Illinois or Iowa. Well, hang on. Whoa, time. No, it's not. It's clear-cut Maryland.
No.
They're in the they beat Wisconsin.
It's not clear-cut. I'll say they're in a conversation.
Clear cut Maryland. I'm sticking with.
Hold on.
Okay. We
got our first
problem. I'm going Illinois ahead of Maryland.
Okay, I'm
going
Maryland.
I have to go Illinois.
Okay.
Bill, don't take that personally.
Okay. Two out of three wins.
Okay, Illinois.
So Illinois nine.
Then
you got to go Maryland 10.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. Ahead of Iowa. So Iowa's 11 then?
Iowa 11.
For the sake of diplomacy, I'll go Maryland 10.
Okay. Iowa 11.
Okay, now you're convinced that Iowa is better than, or Maryland's better than Iowa.
I am.
Okay.
It's tight, but I'm saying yes.
I'm not going to fight it.
Okay. We shouldn't get in a major argument over 10 and 11 right now. That should not be the place where I'm the hill I die on. Are you kidding me? Screw you. I'm done.
Screw you.
I don't know if I can drop Rutgers a ton with the loss to Iowa. I mean, they lose by 10. It was a tighter game than that. It really wasn't a 10-point
So we got to go Iowa 12.
No, excuse me.
Rutgers
1.
Rutgers 12.
Rutgers 12.
Yeah. So right behind him.
Right.
Okay,
right?
So now we're at 12. Now,
we don't have Michigan State yet.
Oh. Well.
Hang on. That's a fly in the ointment.
That's why I love this.
This is a fly in the ointment.
I love this live segment we do.
Is it just simple as 13 is Michigan State?
For right now, I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with that.
I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about
that. They're a little low, but.
Minnesota's got to be 14 then, right? And I'm okay with it that low. They can prove that they're not that
bad. So they're 14. So dead last, though,
is
UCLA.
UCLA's 18th. Yeah, back
now
to 18.
Go up.
Yeah, UCLA's dead last.
17 Northwestern.
Yep. Northwestern.
And then is it, would you put Purdue or Wisconsin 16?
No, I'm putting Wisconsin.
I think you have to.
I go Wisconsin.
I think Wisconsin 16.
And then Purdue.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
And then it's Rutgers is all we have left, right?
We had them at 12.
Okay, is that all of them?
We had them at 12.
We're good.
So give us the rundown.
Okay, run us through
this. This is the official early break.
Do the top eight first.
The only thing we're going to do before we do that, are we okay with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Michigan State at 13.
I mean,
you don't want to rework that at all.
Hold it. Read them off.
You could just simply put them after Maryland at 11 and bump down Iowa and Rutgers if you wanted to. I think I'm okay with this.
Boy, it's so tight, but I'm good with it.
All right. So we got Oregon. We got Oregon 1. Not a definitive. I mean, they're not definitive. They came back to earth a little bit. At Northwestern, I thought. Ohio State, I mean,
yep.
2. Penn State, 3. Indiana makes a big jump, goes to 4.
And they're pushing 3, by the way.
Yeah. They're pushing 3.
Pushing 3.
Michigan, 5.
Yep.
Very comfortable. USC, 6.
Yep.
Washington, 7. Nebraska, 8. Illinois, 9. Maryland, 10. Iowa, 11. Rutgers, 12. Michigan State, 13. Minnesota 14, Purdue 15, Wisconsin 16, Northwestern 17, UCLA 18.
I think that's pretty good.
Not bad.
I think we nailed
the only
that.
One. Yeah, the
you
only
don't,
one.
You think Maryland's too high, but I think they're Maryland has been really impressive this year.
Yeah, my
and, the way, and what they did to Wisconsin. Wisconsin's not good, but what they did to them.
They went and won
dominating.
On the road. Yeah, they went
dominating.
On the road. Did they dominate?
Dominate. It was 27-3 until the final seconds of the game.
Is that and that's at Wisconsin? That's hard to do. And I told you before. So they go. When they about
Nebraska hasn't done it.
About Maryland's like, I'm like, Maryland, they on the road. They're just not. No, they were really good.
Sean pointed out yesterday, Maryland goes into Madison with a freshman quarterback and does something Nebraska hasn't done yet.
Locks.
4-0.
Life's good at locks right now.
Yeah. I mean, you got to give him credit. Give him full credit. I don't care. Wisconsin's down, but it's still hard to go in there.
And then you've got another advantage for Nebraska's. They also get to play the worst team in the league coming up. That's not even in the four-game stretches coming up. They have UCLA coming up also. We have to go to UCLA, but what's good about it? Well, they're the worst team in the league, and they are right now. It's not even close.
Yeah, that's going to be a weird scene
I saw locks. Yeah. I was watching part of that game for the pregame show. I was watching Maryland, Wisconsin.
Watching pregame, okay.
And I saw locks get more pissed than they have ever seen a coach ever. And I've seen Bo Pelini get mad this time.
You got to be kidding.
No, Mike Locksley was screaming, and he was right. He was in the right. There was a play in this game where Maryland's receiving a punt, and they called on the field that the Maryland player touched it and it was Wisconsin's ball. If you watch the replay, the returner got tackled when the ball was 8 feet above his head. Mm-hmm. And it took them forever on this review to say that we got it wrong. He's like, how does it take? How does it take this long? Look at that.
Is that right?
Look at.
Was he going crazy?
Yes. And I'm like, that a boy, Locke. Show some fire.
There's nothing. Nothing I love more when they point to the big screen and the refs technically can't look.
Won't look.
They kind of look. They're like, I can't look up there. I can't look. And he's yelling, look, no, look, look at the play. And the guy's like, can't look up there. Can't do it. No can do.
You know what Locke did too at Big Ten Media Days? He did his big podium presentation. Yeah. And at the end of it, he goes, thank you very much.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. It was beautiful. Thank you very much. And then when I'm not going to get it done. But anyway, Locks is 4-0. Good job.
Let me ask you this. So this week we're not looking at all the games, but yet
Penn State Oregon. You do it, Jake.
I'm saying this. We have our top three.
Also back.
No. Hang on. This is about Indiana. This is about Indiana.
Right,
Indiana plays in Iowa this week.
Indiana plays in Iowa.
And if they blow them out, which is very much so possible.
God. Oh, God.
You have Oregon, Penn State. You're gonna have a fall up there, and Indiana's going to make a leap to probably 3 or higher.
It's a bit of an if, though.
If Oregon loses 27-26. I would just put Penn State up one and Oregon down one. You couldn't flip that very much. I don't know if that game is one of the teams wins by 30. Okay, that's going to get different. Yeah. If it's a 3-point game, sure. They just flip spots or stay or
we
flip.
Could have a major shakeup at the top, though.
Could be a major shakeup.
If Indiana would go with Iowa,
like I said, if Ohio State lost to Washington and one of
that's
those
in play,
no matter what, one of the other two is going down. It's in play.
It is in play. Hey, watch Indiana jump to number one this week or two. Uh-huh.
They could go.
They
can
go as
Iowa.
High as two in our rankings if Ohio State loses, or of course the loser of Penn State, Oregon.
Can you imagine if Indiana goes and hammers Iowa and Iowa City? Then you just say, okay, then they are beyond legit.
So then what do you say
you'd say then? They're a threat to win it all.
If they do. If they win at Iowa.
They go win at Iowa after beating Illinois, like if they win by 20+, you say, well, they're a threat to win the whole
thing.
Looking
at, 100%. I think we're looking at major tiebreaker for the Big Ten championship game.
Ooh.
I think you're thinking a potential of a major tiebreaker for that game. Of 3 or 4 1-loss teams potentially.
Yeah.
Of that, and all of a sudden, okay, how's this going to work out?
Yeah, how's it going to work?
How would that imagine that playing out? Because what was it last year like that? Wasn't the Big 12 like 5 teams?
It was weird. It was a weird tiebreaker.
Trying to figure out how you figure this out and who's getting in. So that part that's one of the that would stink if there's like 4 1-loss teams.
And you're telling me this Iowa game you can't watch?
It's on Peacock.
You can.
You can watch it, but you can't.
Again,
no, can.
It's not
on YouTube TV.
It's in an app, and then you have to just stick to that game. So I'm not doing that.
You need a second TV just on that pulley.
I used to have a second TV. I had an outdoor TV at the old house, and that was the Peacock TV.
That's right.
And I just put it on Peacock.
Just went outside to watch the game.
I'd go out there, and I'd stand there and watch this for all day, and I'd go back in the garage.
That'd be good to be able to do.
Yeah.
It's not right. How Indiana. 7.5-point favorites at Iowa. Well, I think that spread will grow, though.
Any pushbacks from our rankings, Jake?
Let's see. The text line, someone says, Ben says, it's a good thing there's not 20 teams in the conference because you guys would take all day to do this. Hey, that's why it's tough, Ben.
Yeah.
Did we take a long time?
Let's go back through them again one by one.
I just think Michigan State's a little low. That's the only thing.
And we're hammering out 12 and 13, who it is.
Oh,
someone says you guys got it right. Maryland is proper at 10. They like to pick Maryland at 10. They're proper there.
Thank you.
Not a lot of pushback this week on our actual rankings themselves.
I haven't seen enough of Maryland. Now, Jake,
I have not either. Enough.
They blocked a field goal. They blocked a punt at Madison.
I'm going to try to find the video because I think you guys would be proud of the fire that Locks had there. He was pissed.
He's calling Locks all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, Locks.
All of a sudden, it's Locks.
Okay. So you guys are pretty close.
And you know what? He was right. He was 100% right in this one, too. But before we get to break, it is speaker season across this great land.
That's fun.
Not just in Lincoln, but across the world.
All over the place.
And if you're trying to find a great organization to find a speaker, Bill, you're a part of them. I would probably lean toward Mid-America Speakers Bureau. Is that right?
Out of Central City. With Tyler. Yeah, CC. You drove through it a lot, Steve.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they got the Bison Dome out there. Yeah, incredible place to be, you know, to have a chance to work with. I talked to AD the other day. He said he just got off the phone with Tyler. But this is more for the people. If you're a speaker and want to get involved, it's awesome. But for the people that have to hire, it is gut-wrenching to try to figure out, who do I hire? What do I do? Get on their website. First of all, just call him. He'll take all calls. He sets up, what is your budget? What are you looking for? And he'll give you about 10 or 12 options. So it's awesome. Get involved with him. I know Swim's going to get involved with him. He's doing a lot of public speaking now, too. And so it's a great situation. But please, please reach out to, like I said, I've been with him now for 2 years. And it's phenomenal. He handles all the work, all the contract work. So when you hire someone, he handles all the details. So that he just sends you the contract. And here's how it works. So you don't have to worry about anything. He sets it all up.
Tyler. What's his last name?
Tyler Carlson. Out of Central City.
Central City.
The website to learn more is midamericasb.com. When we come back, we don't look at the ACC very often. Take a quick gander at the ACC with Clemson falling apart next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.